This is the sound of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of your program, Happy Station, here from PCJ Radio. It's very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. You know, something, and I think that I'm not the only one to feel this, but you know, you just have a vacation. You know, I had a vacation at the beginning of August, and I was away for a week in Indonesia and also Singapore. But you know, you go away on vacation, you're gone for, you know, a week, 2 weeks. If you're lucky, three. If you're very, very lucky, you take a whole month off. But then you come back. And the first 2 days, you spend time unpacking, if you're very slow, doing laundry, of washing the clothes that you were wearing when you were away, and doing things around the house that were ignored while the time you were away. And then, all of a sudden, you need to get back into the swing of things. And it is quite painful, I have to say. I mean, I've been back now for 2 weeks, and I don't know, but I feel as if I need to take another vacation to recover from the vacation. And you're saying to yourself, Keith, well, if you use that logic, then you can take another vacation for the sake of that vacation, and so on and so on. Actually, that's not a bad idea when you think about it. a permanent vacation 1 year, and then at the end of it you go, ah, yes, now time to do stuff again. Yeah, but I mean, it's funny. I mean, I don't know how many of you feel the same way after you've done a jaunt somewhere, but that's exactly what it's like. And every morning since I've been back, well, almost every morning, I've been having a terrible time to try to wake myself up. I just want to be back on the beach again and having a nice gin and tonic, sitting around the pool, doing absolutely nothing. The vacation was just way too short. Anyway, we have a lot of music today on the program, so hopefully you will enjoy it. Let's begin right away with Jim Croce and I've Got a Name.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. like a whippoorwill and the babies cry. I've got a song, I've got a song, and I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
The one and only Jim Croce, I Got a Name. Now, just a second ago, I was telling you, you know, I was away for a week, as you probably heard from the show that we did last week, from Bali Island in Indonesia. And since I've been back, it's really been work, 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 for a number of reasons. As you know, PCJ Radio is building its own 20-kilowatt relay station. Well, this is going much slower than I initially thought it would. It's going slower not because nobody's working. Well, nobody is working, and the reason for that is because of the weather. We have had a record amount of typhoons this year and a record amount of rain that the work cannot get done until it somewhat dries out. Unfortunately, it hasn't been, which is a real pain in the backside, as they say. And I just found out the bridge that was washed away from a typhoon that we had 6 weeks ago is finally now being built. So I was asking the construction company and the local officials who are, of course, paying to build the bridge, how long will it take? And they said, well, we don't know yet because we can't work today because the river that passes under the bridge is too high, so we have to wait. Now, when I say there's been a record amount of typhoons this year, I am not kidding. Last week, we had one that passed in northern Taiwan. And towards the end of this past week, there's also another one that formed that passed at the south of Taiwan. It is quite astonishing. I mean, one of the advantages about a typhoon, and I know that sounds like a crazy thing to say, but there are some advantages. Because we get typhoon holidays. And you say to yourself, what is a typhoon holiday? Well, yes, you go to the beach and you watch the waves. No, it isn't. It isn't anything like that. Essentially, you have the day off, or sometimes in some cases 2 days off, depending on how bad the typhoon is, and you go shopping. And stores here will have sales during typhoon days. I mean, this is how people just sort of take this kind of thing. I mean, you can't stop them, right? You know, and I've met a number of foreigners that live here in Taiwan, and they go, oh, typhoon, we've got to prepare. And well, yes, you have to prepare, but you know what? There's nothing, you can't stop it. You can't just like, and blow it in another direction. You can't do that. So what do? You just have to make the best of it. And a lot of people actually, I have to admit, people that I know actually enjoy it. Except when the streets get flooded. But then when the streets get flooded, everybody says, oh, I just stay home and watch movies on TV. You know, same with earthquakes. We have a lot of earthquakes here in Taiwan. This week we had a strong one, the strongest one this month, which was 5.3 on the Richter scale. The epicenter was in Hualien, which is around 50, 60 kilometers from Taipei. We felt it here. And the reaction, of course, with earthquakes is, well, you know what? There's nothing you can do. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, everybody knows there's going to be a very large one at some point down in the future, because traditionally, a large earthquake takes place here in Taiwan every 10 years. The last time was in the late 90s, a devastating one, lots of damage, and a number of people got killed. We are now over that for another big one. And it's the kind of thing, I mean, it could happen in a minute from now, it could happen in the week, it could happen in the month, it could happen in 5 years. We just don't know when it's going to happen. But traditionally, there is a very large earthquake every 10 years. And again, you know, people here just say, well, what can we do? You know, it's Mother Nature. There's no point fighting against it. All we can do is just make the best of things. Which, I have to admit, I kind of like that attitude. I mean, sometimes there's no point really to panic. Because panic really doesn't help. Some people say it doesn't hurt. Well, yeah, maybe it doesn't. But to panic in a situation like that really doesn't help. It's out of your control. It's different when you panic about things that are in your control. But something like this, nah, there's nothing you can really do about it. Okay, time for more music. Here's Shirley Bassey and I, Who Have Nothing.
I who have nothing, I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. Darling, 'tis on. Who loves you?
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44 20 3286-1399. That's country code 44203286-1399, and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Jamaica, Vin Gordon, and Tina May. You're listening to your program, Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio. Let's now go to the mailbag with a very nice letter that we have here from Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia. Greetings from Colombia, he said. I enjoyed listening to your special Happy Station in English to North America, and I enjoyed the program despite my limited use of the language. He listened on 9,955 kilohertz. He's talking about the special two-hour program that we did to target North America. At the same time, Radio Nederland was doing theirs when they said farewell to their audience. He enjoyed the songs from Tom Meyer that we used on the program, and the special feature that we did from the 1960s when Radio Nederland moved from their old house on Botaslan to their new building. He said he enjoyed the sound of the teletype machines. I have to tell you, when I first started working in radio, we still were using, they weren't teletype machines in that sense, but they were very loud printers that the news services would come over. And I remember newsrooms always had a loud noise. Always, it was always a lot of sound. But if you go to a newsroom today, this is what you hear. Are you listening? That's right. The sound is deafening, actually. Deafening. The radio that he was using actually is a wind radio with a dipole antenna, 10-meter dipole antenna. And on the back, he sent a screen cap. You can hear the paper. The screen cap of the computer, I should say, of the wind radio that he used. You know, I think I've got to get myself one of these. I think it's quite fascinating. It is quite fascinating. Anyway, thank you very much, Raphael. We just sent off your QSL card, so do let us know when you get it. Now, something that I have mentioned time and time again. A number of you write in, and you will send us IRCs. Now, for those who don't know what an IRC is, that's an international reply coupon. We literally have a stack of them. I'm not kidding. An actual stack of IRCs sent from listeners who want our stickers or whatever else. And I'll say it again. Do not send any international reply coupons. I thank you very much for sending them, but we cannot use them here in Taiwan. They're not accepted in Taiwan. And I'll say it again. The reason is because Taiwan is not a member of the International Postal Union. So, because of that, we cannot use IRCs. A few of you heard me say that previously, and you sent, and I just dropped something. I pick it up. And here it is, and I'll make the noise. Money. Again, thank you very much for sending the money. But it's a little bit inconvenient because to exchange it, we have to go to the bank. And then the exchange rate, we lose a lot on it. And then we have to go to the postal office and then send stuff out. So don't send money. In fact, somebody sent me, which is amazing, but they sent me $2 to return something to them. Just an average letter, which I did. Now, your $2 that you sent for that one letter, I mean, I'm not sure how much postal service is in the United States or in Europe, because I've forgotten. But it is nowhere near $2. $2. Well, with your $2, I can send out 10. That's how inexpensive it is here. So do not send money and do not send international reply coupons. If you are going to send money, I would suggest you send something like, you know, a few $1,000s. That's different. Then I'm not going to complain. If you say, here's $1,000. I'll go, thank you. But a dollar, I'll be like, oh, thank you. You see? All right. Time now for more music. Let's take a listen to the BBC Big Band and Jeep Jockey Jump. We'll be right back. BBC Big Band with Jeep Jockey Jump. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also write us via snail mail. We still love to get letters. Actually, I have to admit, I prefer getting letters. It's always nice, you know, to get something, and then it's a nice envelope, nice stamps usually, and then you just do, you know, this, and it's open. And sometimes you get the smells of whoever sent it, like this one. Let me see. Ooh. Oh, I think they need to take a shower. Just kidding, of course. Anyway, our postal address for snail mail is PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City. That's right, I didn't say Banqiao. I'll explain why in a moment. New Taipei City, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Once again, PCJ Radio. Attention, Happy Station. 8th floor, number 47. Number 47, Lane 31. Lane 31. Sanmin Road. Sanmin is S-A-M-N-I-N. Sanmin Road. Section 1. New Taipei City, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, for a long time, of course, I was saying Banqiao, and you said, why, Keith, why didn't you say Banqiao? Did you move? No. Actually, we're still in the same place. And technically, well, we had a name change. Now, Banqiao was the largest municipality here in Taiwan, one of the largest municipalities here in Taiwan. It was absolutely huge and encompassed a number of different other little areas. Well, what they decided to do, because it was kind of silly to have Taipei and then Banqiao, and, I mean, we're pretty much the same area, and it was like so many duplications of services. Duplication of, say, garbage collection or fire services or police services. I mean, the list was going on and on and on. They decided to combine the two together. So we have Taipei City, and now we have New Taipei City. Banqiao still exists because Banqiao now is only one teeny bitty 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 area inside New Taipei City. So that's the reason why they changed the name. Of course, everybody still knows it as Banqiao, as well as the Postal Service. But what they want to start doing is they want to start phasing out the name Banqiao by the end of the year. Postal codes in Taiwan are also very interesting. Why would that be interesting, you're saying? Well, if we send a letter domestically, now our postal code is 22070, 5-digit postal code. Here in Taiwan, if you send a letter domestically, you only use 3 digits, which is 220. That's it, 220. You don't have to put the other digits for domestic reasons, for domestic sending of mail. And our postal codes begin at 100 and then go on, so on. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, there's one postal code that's 100. The next one is 102, 103, and so on and so on and so on. There's no letters, it's just the digits. And to find a postal code here is actually really easy. You can go to the post office, and let's say I want to send a letter to Kaohsiung, which is in the south. Well, there's no need to worry if I don't write the postal code before I go to the post office. Because I go to the post office, and they have this big, big, big board. And you look Kaohsiung, and the postal code is right there. That's how easy it is. It's by cities. Postal codes are by cities and districts. So it's quite a very efficient system. And also, I have to tell you, the mail service here in Taiwan, this may surprise you, but it is extremely efficient. Very efficient. Also, what's nice is you actually get to know your mailman. Now, the week that I was away, I mean, I was away for 7 days. And I had some packages that came by 2 days after I left. And the mailman came by and he was ringing the door because somebody needed to sign for them. Well, there was no answer. And he actually went to my neighbor saying, "Oh, where's this guy gone? We have some mail here." And she said, he's not around. I think he's gone away on vacation or something. Well, this is what service is. You know what he did? He took the mail home. He was collecting all my mail. That's right, collecting it. And then when I got back, he came by and he said, here's all the mail that I've been collecting for you for the week that you were away. I didn't even ask him to do this. Now, this is what postal service is like in Taiwan. I mean, most people in their neighborhoods also know their mailmen. I mean, here where I live, we have two that come by. I don't know their names, but when I do see them in the neighborhood, we always say hello and very friendly. And if I'm not here, they know, to hold my mail and I'll get it later. That's what mail service is supposed to be like. Not like in some countries, you go to the post office and they say, "What do you want? I want to buy a stamp." "Oh, do you know?" All right. Time now for more music. And since, we're talking about, the mailman, the postman, and getting to know them, here's a little bit of Julie Andrews, and we're going to dedicate this to all the postmen around the world, including the nasty and rude ones, "Getting to Know You."
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning. You'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you. Like me, getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Thank you. know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy.
The one and only Julie Andrews, Getting to Know You, from a CD called Broadway Classics. You know, I hadn't listened to this in quite some time. It came out 10 years ago. And it also includes the My Fair Lady Suite. And it's 15 minutes. A little bit too long to play today. But she redoes all the songs that she did when she started My Fair Lady way back in the 1950s. With new arrangements, and it is fantastic. Now, I have to tell you, I'm a big Julie Andrews fan. Unfortunately, some, not all, but some of her albums all sound the same. If you have one, as a friend of mine said, you have all of them. Mind you, I suppose that's the same with all kinds of music as well. All right, you know what? We have a little bit of time. We're now going to go to a request that we had. From Karim. Oh, sorry, Karim. Sorry, I mispronounced your name. Your name is Karim. You live in, here we go, Liberia. Oh, you live in Liberia. And you said you listen to this program whenever you get a chance because you enjoy the wide variety of music that we play on the program. And can we play a song called Rien que des mots? Rien que des mots. Te Amo, by Italian singer Umberto Tozzi, I'm really making a muck of it today, and Lina Ka. So going out to you, Karim, here's Rien que des mots, nothing but words.
Ti amo, redis-moi ti amo, garde-moi ti amo. Si je sais que je ne suis pas ton unique et que tu l'aimes aussi, que la vie est ainsi, ti amo c'est mon cri, entends-moi même dans le silence dans lequel j'ai plongé ma vie, sans toi je ne serais plus moi, je l'enviais. T'aime. Comme l'oiseau déploie ses ailes, tu t'envoles vers elle.
L'amore qu'elle est aussi fa. Dimmi l'altra metà. Oggi ritorno da lei. Primo maggio, sicuro.
Mon corps et ma tête. Je crains toujours tes peut-être.
D'un misanthrope.
Nothing but words. Umberto Tozzi and Linaka, or in French, rien que des mots, te amo, mi amor. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station Show. There's a band that I absolutely love, and I think their music was fantastic. Of course, everybody knows them, ABBA. They had so many hits. The two guys that wrote all their music, and also were in the band, Benny Andersson and Björn Ylvaeus, are what I consider crème de la crème of pop music composers and arrangers. A fantastic, I mean, the two of them wrote some absolutely fantastic songs, but also, independently, they're also fantastic musicians in their own right. Benny Andersson, he's the one with the beard. Wait a second, they both had beards, didn't they? Yeah, they both had beards. He's the taller one of the two. Benny Andersson has performed so many different styles of music. Everything from rock and roll, jazz, pop, folk music, so many different styles. I mean, this is how talented he is. He has a band called the Benny Andersson Band, and we played the CD not too long ago, and a number of you said, you know, can you play something off of it again, and does it really sound like ABBA? Well, no, it doesn't sound like ABBA at all, directly, but some of the tracks, instantly, in the first few minutes, you can tell there's an ABBA influence. We're going to take a listen to one of my favorites off the CD called Story of a Heart. Well, it's the title track. The Benny Andersson Band. And when you listen to it, you're going to say, wait a second, that does sound a little bit like ABBA.
In the crowd, that's all it takes. My heart is racing. I stand in a trance as I stare at the back of a bus, knowing there's no use denying. I can't stop thinking about us. The
story of a heart, the story of a big mind. And you took it from me every glorious time. I was safe and warm and now I'm out in the cold. And I know I shouldn't have told my story. Story of a heart, I laid myself open wide. Yet to me the pages where the.
sadness took the place of despair. In a way, you stay with me till death do us part, like a shadow deep in my heart.
Story of a Heart, the Benny Andersson Band. Yeah, you can tell the ABBA influence in there, can't you? Fantastic, fantastic CD. If you do see it around, go pick it up, because every song on it is an absolute gem. And it's such a, if I can use this word, smorgasbord of music, because there's also some traditional folk music on it as well, played in a more modern style. It's really a lot of fun. Anyway, we've come to the end of the program. Now, before we go, once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's HS Henry Morgan, Henry Stanley, I don't know. No, it's Happy Station at pcjmedia.com. If you wish to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're there, well, you'll find a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Facebook. Yes, we are on Facebook. Well, PCJ is. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And there's always a lot of fantastic discussions taking place there. There was an odd one that surfaced a few weeks ago on Radio Berlin International. Now, the station disappeared after the wall came down between East and West Germany. But apparently, Radio Berlin International is coming back. Well, that's what some people are claiming, but yet you ask them questions, they don't respond, or they give you answers without answering anything. They sound like politicians. It's the strangest. Anyway, just go to our Facebook page and read about it, and I think you'll get a good laugh out of it, because when I first saw it, I certainly did. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of everyone that helped put this week's show together, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Thank you. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.